And he sat down beside Ching and took his hand and held it, and it was as light and dry and small as a withered oak leaf, and it was not possible to believe that any blood ran through it, so dry and light and hot it was. But Ching's face, which was pale and yellow every day, was now dark and spotted with his scanty blood, and his half-opened eyes were filmed and blind, and his breath came in gusts. Wang Lung leaned down to him and said loudly in his ear, "Here am I, and I will buy you a coffin second to my father's only." But Ching's ear were filled with his blood, and if he heard Wang Lung, he made no sign, but he only lay there panting and dying, and so he died. When he was dead, Wang Lung leaned over him, and he wept as he had not wept when his own father died, and he ordered a coffin of the best kind, and he hired priests for the funeral, and he walked behind wearing white mourning. He made his eldest son, Even, wear white bands on his ankles as though a relative had died, although his son complained and said, "He was only an upper servant, and it is not suitable so to mourn for a servant." But Wang Lung compelled him for 3 days. And if Wang Lung had had his way wholly, he would have buried Ching inside the earthen wall where his father and Olan were buried. But his sons would not have it, and they complained and said, "Shall our mother and grandfather lie with a servant? And must we also in our time?" Then Wang Lung, because he could not contend with them and because at his age he would have peace in his house, buried Ching at the entrance to the wall, and he was comforted with what he had done, and he said, "Well, and it is meet, for he has ever stood guardian to me against evil." And he directed his sons that when he himself died, he should lie nearest to Ching. Then less than ever did Wang Lung go to see his lands, because now Ching was gone it stabbed him to go alone, and he was weary of labor, and his bones ached when he walked over the rough fields alone. So he rented out all his land that he could, and men took it eagerly, for it was known to be good land. But Wang Lung would never talk of selling a foot of any piece, and he would only rent it for an agreed price for a year at a time. Thus he felt it all his own, and still in his hand. And he appointed one of the laborers and his wife and children to live in the country house, and to care for the two old opium dreamers. Then seeing his youngest son's wistful eyes, he said, "Well, and you may come with me into the town, and I will take my fool with me too, and she can live in my court where I am. It is too lonely for you now that Ching is gone, and with him gone, I am not sure that they will be kind to the poor fool, seeing there will be none to tell if she is beaten or ill-fed. And there is no one now to teach you concerning the land, now that Ching is gone." So Wang Lung took his youngest son and his fool with him, and thereafter he came scarcely at all for a long time to the house on his land.